안녕하세요. 회화와 문법을 동시에 공부하는 Everyday English, VOA 매일 영어 진행의 이은경입니다. 오늘은 미국인들과 영어로 대화하는 데 있어 필수적으로 중요한 small talk, 그러니까 중요하진 않지만 대화를 이어나가는 데 중요한 기술들 보여드리도록 하겠습니다. 존 드라이든을 스튜디오에 모셨습니다. Hello, John. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Today, we are going to talk about small talk. How do you start a small talk conversation?
Well, hopefully not the weather, but most small talk does start with the weather, so it's okay if it does. But people can start small talk about anything, because it usually means nothing.
I agree. Weather is the easiest topic to pick on. What else is there?
Well, if you are in the elevator, you talk about the elevator.
Elevator?
You make a simple joke about how slow it is, or maybe social distancing.
So it is whatever you can think of.
Right. Something easy so that everyone can agree.
What if you are in the office waiting for a meeting?
Then you talk about things in the office that aren't controversial.
Like?
Like, how are your kids? Is the printer still broken? Are we getting the holiday off? Is that a new phone?
So it can be anything, but can you tell our audience things that you shouldn't ask?
Yes. You shouldn't ask politics or talking about someone who's not there or anything about money, like their personal money situation.
Like how much money you make?
Exactly. Never ask that.
How about your age?
We never talk about that either. People think of their money situation as a very personal subject. Same with age. I noticed that Koreans always ask age, I assume, so that they know how to address each other. But we use first names after we get to know someone.
So I just call you John.
Right. Everybody does.
Okay. So with small talk, we can talk about weather or family, but not politics or age or their salary. Are you good at small talk?
Am I good at small talk?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I always try to make it interesting.
I know. You try to make it entertaining.
Well, because otherwise it's just boring.
Right, but small talk is boring.
Yes, but often it's necessary, because without it, there might be an awkward silence. Small talk fills up that silence while we are waiting for the meeting to start.
And small talk is good for learning English. You can initiate talk with people you don't normally have a chance to engage.
Right. So now, you are an expert on small talk.
So you think it's gonna rain? Everyday English, 뷰의 매일 영어, 오늘은 small talk. 미국인들과 나눌 수 있는 잡담들, 어떻게 하는 게 좋은지 살펴봤습니다.